Good morning, I'm VG247 editor Patrick Garrett, and you're listening to the VG247 European Morning News Bulletin. This is being recorded on the morning of Friday the 14th of January 2011. It was announced last night that Call of Duty Black Ops was the biggest selling American game of 2010. The news comes after confirmation earlier this week that the Treyarch shooter was also the biggest game in the UK last year. The American top 5 for last year reads: Call of Duty Black Ops at number 1, Madden 11 at number 2, Halo Reach at number 3, New Super Mario Bros. Wii at number 4, and Red Dead Redemption at number 5. Black Ops also topped the US software charts for December, followed by Just Dance 2 at 2nd, and World of Warcraft Cataclysm at 3rd. In addition, Nintendo made a statement in response to the release of last night's US sales figures, highlighting its performance as the best-selling American console manufacturer of the last decade. A spokesperson said that Nintendo had topped the charts for 5 years straight, adding, "Of the quarter billion hardware systems sold in the US during the past 10 years, Nintendo has sold more than half." Lifetime sales of Wii consoles have reached 34 million, while the DS in its various SKUs now has 47 million lifetime sales. It emerged overnight that Sony Computer Entertainment is reportedly expanding into China, opening facilities in the country and apparently planning a local launch of PS3, which has previously been unavailable to mainland Chinese residents except by import. Sony reps couldn't give any indication of when PS3 would launch in China, but did comment that they would be taking strict measures against piracy. The news could show a general relaxing of Beijing's stance on the release of console hardware in China. It was reported earlier this week that Nintendo has managed to secure a release of 3DS in China via distributor IQ. China has a track history of stopping the sale of gaming hardware, with Kinect the latest piece of equipment to be barred from a Chinese launch late last year. Now Game is reporting this morning that Swedish developer Starbreeze is to show a new title behind closed doors at GDC in March. The news apparently comes from EA itself. The game has previously been heavily tipped to be a reboot of the classic Peter Molyneux title, Syndicate. Starbreeze was developing two new titles for EA via EA partners, one a Jason Bourne game and one codenamed Project Redline, which was first mentioned at GDC 2008. It was confirmed last year that one of these games, reportedly the Bourne project, had been canned. GDC this year runs from February the 28th to March the 4th. And finally, two big races were dated yesterday afternoon. Sony's MotorStorm Apocalypse will release in Europe on March the 16th and in the US on April the 12th, and EA's confirmed a March 29 release date for Need for Speed Shift 2 Unleashed. And that's the end of these recordings for this week. We'll be back again on Monday. Many thanks for listening and have a great weekend.